Friday in the third week of Lent. First reading from the book of Hosea. Return, O Israel, to the Lord your God. You have collapsed to your guilt. Take with you war and return to the Lord. Say to him, forgive all iniquity and receive what is good, that we may render at offering the bullock from our store. Assyria will not save us, nor shall we have horses to mount. We shall say no more, our God, to the work of our hand, for in you the orphan find compassion. I will heal their defection, I will love them freely, for my wrath is turned away from them. I will be like the dew of Israel. He shall blossom like the lily. He shall shine root like the Lebanon cedar, and put forth his shoot. His splendor shall be like the olive tree, and his fragrance like the Lebanon cedar. Again, they shall dwell in his shade and rest again. They shall blossom like the vine, and his fame shall be like the wine of Lebanon. Ephraim, what more had he do with idol? I have humbled him, but I will prosper him. I am like the verdant cypress tree. Because of me you bear fruit. Let him who is wise understand these things. Let him who is prudent know them. Straight are the path of the Lord. In them the just walk, but sinners stumble in them. The Gospel from Mark. One of the scribes, when he came forward and heard them disputing and saw how well he had answered them, asked him, which is the first of all the commandments? Jesus replied, the first is this, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is law alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than thee. The scribe said to them, well said, teacher, you are right in saying, he is one, and there is no other than he. And to love him with all your heart, with all your understanding, with all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself, is worth more than all burnt offering and sacrifices. And when Jesus saw that, he answered with understanding. He said to him, you are not far from the kingdom of God. And no one dared to ask him any more questions. Sharing the topic. Love God and others are two main poles of our life. To sin, if you commit an offense either against God, other, or both. When people sin, they damage their relationship with God and other. To renew the relationship, people must repent and love God above all things and other as themselves. Today's reading rotates around the two basic commandments. In the first reading, the prophet Hosea invited the Israelites to recognize their sin they committed against God and others and to repent. God is rich in mercy. He shall forgive their sin. Let them come back and help them to bear good fruit in their life. In the gospel, when someone came and asked Jesus, Which commandment is the most important one? Jesus solemnly declared the true commandment, which are to love God and to love others. The first reading. Return, O Israel, to the Lord your God. First, people must endure all bad results when they live far away from God. Hosea practiced his prophetic vocation in the Northern Kingdom before it fell to the Assyria in 721 BC. Today's passage is the last chapter of the book, was probably written after the fall or during the exile in Assyria. The greatest sin of the Israelite is to betray God. They turn their back to God and their faith to idol, especially the Baal God. The prophet warned the king and the Israelite many times, but they refused to listen to him. Hosea firmly declared the reason of the falling of Israel. You have collapsed to your guilt. However, the Israelites can still hope because God is rich in mercy. The prophet invited them, take with you words and return to the Lord. Say to him, forgive all iniquity and receive what is good, that we may render as offering the burnt from our store. The real repentance must be accompanied with the confession and the prayer. The Israelites fell because they didn't rely on God's power, but on their own strength. During the exile, they recognized that the absurdity of their faith in other God and in their own strength. The prophet advised them to say to God, Assyria will not save us, nor shall we have horses to mount. But we shall say no more, our God, to the work of our hand, for in you the orphan find compassion. Second, people shall bear good fruit when they have good relationship with God. The Lord God confirmed the truth of Hosea's advice. He guaranteed their hope if they sincerely repent. I will heal their defection. I will love them freely, for my wrath is turned away from them. I will be like the dew of Israel. He shall blossom like the lily. He shall try root like the Lebanon cedar, and put forth his shoots. His splendor shall be like the olive tree, and his fragrance like the Lebanon cedar. Again, they shall dwell in his shade and drink rain. They shall blossom like the vine, and his fame shall be like the wine of Lebanon. The relationship between God and the Israelite was likened at the tree and its fruit. Israel can only bear fruit if they were connected with God, as written, I am like the verdant cypress tree. Because of me you bear fruit. This image was also used by St. John in his gospel. Remain in me, as I remain in you. Other branches cannot bear fruit on its own unless it remains on the vine. So little can you unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit, because without me you can do nothing. John Gospel, chapter 15, verse 4 and 5. Verse 10 was probably added later by the scribe according to their wisdom tradition. Let him who is wise understand these things. Let him who is prudent know them. Straight are the path of the law. In them the just walk, but sinners stumble in them. The Gospel. Which is the greatest commandment? First, the most important commandment. One of the scribes came forward and heard them disputing and saw how well Jesus had answered them. He asked him, which is the first of all the commandment? Jesus replied, the first is this, hear, O Israel, the law our God is law alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. God is the only God in this world. Beside him, there is no other God. This reality is simple, but not everyone believes as such. There are many people out of their ignorance of financial gain, created many gods for themselves and others to worship, such as the fortune, the Venus, the sun, the moon, the mountain, etc. Out of his immense love for people, God created all things and arranged them in an order so that they can benefit people, both in this life and the next. People should respond to God's love by loving him with all their heart, with all their soul, with all their mind, and with all their strength. But many didn't do so. Instead of loving God and using their time to learn about him, they worship God's creature, such as famous actor, actress, sport idol, house and car, etc., and spend most of their time for the creature. Second, the second most important commandment. Jesus continued, the second is this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than this. After God come other people. People must love the other due to the following reason. Firstly, all are the children of one Father who is in heaven. Therefore, whatever we did to other, we did to God. And the reverse is also true. Secondly, all are members of right body. When one member is suffer, the whole body is also in pain. Thirdly, all have the duty to build up better life. Everyone contribute according to the gift which the Holy Spirit gave to each one. Some typical sins that violate the second commandment are: one put material thing above human being. This causes many sins of social injustice. Secondly, one treat other as an object or a thing instead of a human being. Lastly, one is so selfish and has no regard for other. Some application in life. The relationship with God and with other are two basic relationships in our life. To protect the two relationships, we must love God above all things and love people as ourselves. When we sin, we call damage for the two relationships. To renew them, we need to repent and to reconcile with God through the sacrament of reconciliation and to improve our relationship with others. Once we perfectly live the true relationship, we reach the goal of our life. There is nothing that can prevent us to enter the kingdom. Amen.